Happy new league year. Let the free agency frenzy officially begin. Hello and thank you for joining us for the BTV Live free agency special. I'm Phil Milani inside the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse. With a decent amount of money to spend, the Broncos are expected to be pretty active during this period, especially when John Elway said he likes to address needs during free agency and not waiting until the draft. And really, so far today, there's only one name to really speak of. Let's take a look at the one name so far, and that's Ronald Leary. He was the 18th best guard, according to Pro Football Focus, last season playing for the Cowboys. And he's a guy you could really see going on the move after Lael Collins replaced him as a starter last season. Although Collins got hurt, and Ronald Leary ended up playing 13 games. He's 6'3", 320 pounds, and instantly becomes the biggest player on the Broncos roster. He was undrafted in 2012 out of Memphis and could walk in here and become an immediate starter for the Broncos, helping address the offensive line needs that the Broncos have talked about so far. But that's really the only name to speak of so far for the Broncos. They haven't really addressed anything with their own free agents. What does this move mean for them? Matt Boyer takes a look.
Hey, let's make some noise out here, fellas. You know, we're the heartbeat of our team. We got to get out here and work. We get work on three. One, two, three.
The Broncos' list of unrestricted free agents will include a future Hall of Famer.
And there's the pressure. And that is, guess who? DeMarcus Ware with his 135th and a half sack.
DeMarcus Ware put up 17 and a half sacks in his first two seasons in Denver, but injuries limited his snap count and sack totals in 2016.
DeMarcus Ware with his first sack of the game.
However, Ware has provided a steadying presence in a locker room full of young talent.
Looks left, three-step drop. He's going to be pulled down and sacked, and that is Sylvester Williams with the sack.
Testing the free agent market for the first time will be Sylvester Williams. Williams started all 16 games for the Broncos last season, posting a career high in tackles with 20.
Gates is slot inside right. Rivers throws, pass behind Woodhead, incomplete. Webster had the coverage.
He wasn't a starter for the no-fly zone, but Kayvon Webster has been a constant contributor for the Broncos.
Best day of the week, baby. We eat all day. No-fly zone.
Webster made play after play on special teams during the Broncos Super Bowl run and provided depth for a Broncos squad that liked to utilize the nickel defense to disrupt opposing offenses.
Late night football. We get back on three. One, two, three.
Thanks. All could be options for the Broncos to consider, but playing for a Super Bowl winning team might make them appealing targets for teams throughout the NFL.
So there's a few of the guys that the Broncos will be addressing in free agency. Here's a list of some of the other players: Justin Forsett, Thomas Gafford, Jordan Norwood, Vance Walker, DeMarcus Ware, as Matt mentioned, Dakota Watson, Kayvon Webster, Sylvester Williams, and Billy Winn. And let's bring in Matt Boyer right now. You mentioned DeMarcus Ware right there. Do you think he's coming back?
Well, I think you have to look at what DeMarcus Ware has to play for and what he wants. I think he's expressed an interest to play professional football into the next year. Von Miller, of course, saying there's gas in the tank of that Ferrari. You just need to repair the brakes maybe a little bit. So I think that Ware does have something to play for when it comes to the sack total. Of course, he's already got a Super Bowl ring. But if you look at the all-time sack leaders, only he and Julius Peppers are in the top 10. The rest of those guys are in the Hall of Fame. So even if he doesn't play next year, he's still going to have a Hall of Fame career in my mind. I just think it's a matter of how he wants to get his body prepared to play NFL football, if he can get there. But I think it's all up to him. I think that if that's important to him, he can get there.
He needs just 5 sacks to pass Julius Peppers. That would bump him up into top 5 all time. But last year, like you mentioned, he only played 10 games. That's the fewest of his career, had those injury problems. What about some of these other guys that we really haven't been hearing a lot about? Guys like Justin Forsett, Dakota Watson, Jordan Norwood. What are you hearing about these guys?
I think Norwood's an interesting name. I know the Broncos have had some issues with regards to their kickoff and punt return program on special teams, so maybe they might look elsewhere, but I think they do like Norwood. Of course, he is the Super Bowl record holder for the longest punt return in Super Bowl history. I think Dakota Watson's also an interesting name. I think that Watson at linebacker, they brought him in as a veteran to get some special teams reps to contribute on special teams, but he ended up being a pretty consistent contributor, and I think they like his leadership style. He's a calming presence, a lot like DeMarcus Ware inside that locker room. He's a very popular player here in Denver. He's been here in the building all offseason long. So I think that Watson's a guy that they're going to take a close look at when it comes to seeing if these are some of the guys that they want to bring back.
These guys' futures might depend on what happens with the rest of free agency here, also with the draft coming up. But there's a lot of rumors out there right now. But when it comes to the Broncos, there's only one name that it starts with and it ends with.
Romo is slow to get up.
And that is the worst possible sign that any Cowboy fan watching could ever see.
The hottest name out there right now connected to the Broncos is undoubtedly Tony Romo. When healthy, and that's the key word, Romo is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL and would instantly make the Broncos offense better. But back to that key word, healthy. Broncos decision makers have said several times that the offensive line needs to improve. Bengals guard Kevin Zeitler could be the man, but he's heavily coveted by several teams and could eventually become the highest paid guard in NFL history. There's a lot of rumors out there, and it's mostly a guessing game right now, but one thing's for sure, it's an exciting time to be a Broncos fan. It's certainly an exciting time of year. You could say that it's John Elway season. With the latest, let's toss things over to Andrew Mason.
Well, it's happening fast and furious. We're seeing players that had been linked to teams. We're seeing deals come down the pike. You know, one guy we were going to talk about initially was Chris Baker, a former Bronco back in the Josh McDaniels era. But now reports are Chris Baker has agreed to terms with Tampa Bay on a deal that's going to give him about $6 million a year. So there's a defensive line option. Another one we were going to talk about when we were planning the show, Calais Campbell. But it looks like he is off to Jacksonville, according to a lot of reports. Agreed to a deal that'd be worth about $15 million a year. Campbell, outstanding player, but he's going into year 10. He's in his 30s, so that's a heck of an amount to pay for a guy at that age. And also look at what the Jaguars are doing on their defensive line, because they have Malik Jackson, of course, the former Bronco. So you've got a couple of guys well into eight-figure average annual values that they've signed in the last couple of years. Of course, they've got a lot of cap room. Also, Brock Osweiler, he's not a free agent, but the reports have emerged in the last half hour of him being traded to Cleveland in a trade that seems more like an NBA trade or a baseball trade than a football one, as in Osweiler and a second-round pick going to Cleveland. And basically, Cleveland is just taking on that contract, giving Houston some salary relief. We'll see what the Texans choose to do with that. There's been rumors that they may pursue Tony Romo if he's available. That's something that could be into play, but market's changing fast and furious right now, guys.
Well, yes, very much, Mace. Thank you. It's a crazy thing.
Right.
Everything's changing so fast. But this is the time of year that John Elway really lives for. We mentioned it earlier. It's an exciting time. And when we come back, we'll take a look at some of the best free agent signings that John Elway has made during his tenure as general manager of the Denver Broncos, as well as some of the top signings in Denver's history. We'll be right back here on the BTV Live Free Agency Special.
It's a summer full of special events at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Eat the food you crave at the Bacon and Beer Classic May 13th. Sample bacon-inspired dishes and over 300 craft beers from Denver's best restaurants and breweries right on the field. Listen to the music you love with the summer concert series presenting Metallica's World Wired Tour, June 7th. Guns N' Roses, August 2nd. Justin Bieber's Purpose Tour, August 12th. And Drums Along the Rockies returns July 15th. Watch the sports you enjoy with the CONCACAF Gold Cup soccer doubleheader, featuring the Mexican national team on July 13th. And your world champion Denver Outlaws return home to defend their title May 7th, with spectacular fireworks shows celebrating Memorial Day and the 4th of July. For more information, go to Sports Authority Field at milehigh.com. For tickets, check out Ticketmaster.com. For food, music, and sports this summer, head to Sports Authority Field at Mile High.
BTV Live Free Agency Special. Here's a look at some of the big names that are changing teams right now. And you heard Mace mention it before. Brock Osweiler reportedly traded to the Cleveland Browns in addition to a second-round pick in next year's draft. pretty much just to take Osweiler off the books there in Houston. Also, DeSean Jackson, the deep threat wideout, is reportedly joining Mike Evans to give Jameis Winston quite the duo in Tampa Bay. Also staying in the wide receiver category, former Broncos wideout Brandon Marshall is staying in the Big Apple from the Jets to the Giants, teaming up with Odell Beckham Jr. And a couple of offensive linemen that the Broncos might have been targeting have found a few new homes. Andrew Whitworth to the Rams and Ricky Wagner with a huge deal to Detroit. And John Elway has certainly had a track record of making big splashes here in Denver, including several players that really helped the Broncos get to Super Bowl 50 a couple of years ago. But there's one class that really sticks out. Matt Boyer takes a look at the 2014 free agency class.
He was the best recruiter a general manager could ask for.
Bottom line, as I say, Mr. Bowen wants to win championships and you get to play with Peyton Manning. They said, where do we sign?
Putting pen to paper absolutely helped Peyton Manning become the best signing of John Elway's career as a Broncos executive thus far. But when it comes to value, the free agent class of 2014 wasn't far behind.
I'm really excited about it. And, you guys, I'm shaking right now. So just don't know how ecstatic I am about just his opportunity.
DeMarcus Ware was well on his way to a Hall of Fame career when he arrived in Denver in March of 2014. He totaled 17 and a half sacks in his first two seasons as a Bronco.
As DeMarcus Ware pile drives Cam Newton to the ground.
But his most important contribution could be seen in the growth of Denver's young pass rushers, Vaughn Miller and Shane Ray.
Outside backs on three. One, two, three. Outside.
I've been in the league 6 years, and three of those years have been with DeMarcus. And if you look at my years with DeMarcus and you look at the type of player that I was and the type of person that I am now, during DeMarcus' tenure, it's totally different. And if you know about Denver and the Denver Broncos, you know exactly what type of impact that he had in my life and my career.
How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Two founding members of the No-Fly Zone also joined the ranks that year as Aqib Talib and T.J. Ward both landed in the Mile High City.
Thanks for the opportunity to be here, opportunity to play for a great organization, and I'm just excited, man. Looking forward to the opportunity.
I'm just looking forward to, getting this show on the road, hopefully getting some championships here and, continuing my career the right way.
Ward and Talib wasted no time, helping the Broncos put up record numbers in pass defense, including one of the best performances by a secondary in the Super Bowl.
Picked up by T.J. Ward at the four-yard line.
The final piece of the free agent puzzle fit into place as Emmanuel Sanders added his name to an already impressive list of players.
Feels good to be a Bronco. I saw him bring in DeMarcus Ware, Talib, and T.J. Ward, and I was like, they're stacking up on defense. And I knew, with Peyton Manning and Demaryius Thomas, we were hoping that the numbers matched, and they matched. So, yesterday was probably one of the best days, of my life.
The good times were just beginning for Sanders. Three straight 1,000-yard seasons, a Super Bowl ring, and a new contract extension were all on the horizon in the near future.
Let's go, baby.
The Broncos won their third Super Bowl on February 7th, 2016. But some of the most important moments on that run took place during the early days of March, almost 2 years before John Elway uttered those famous words.
This one's for Pat!
On DenverBroncos.com right now, there's a really cool photo gallery showing the top 10 free agent signings in team history, and quite the list here. Every player was selected to at least one Pro Bowl during their time in Denver. Again, check out that photo gallery on DenverBroncos.com right now. We're back here with Matt Boyer. Obviously, that 2014 class was really impressive, but the list really starts with number one, Peyton Manning.
Right, we saw it there. Peyton provided such a great catalyst for John Elway to do what he needed to do in order to bring in some of that talent. And you think about that 2014 class, four of those guys were starters on a Super Bowl winning team, and that's the type of, emphasis that Peyton put on free agency. It was, like John Elway said, it was easy to recruit guys. And I think that when Peyton was here, he also was able to lift guys up. You think about Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, the players they were before Peyton got here and the players they are now afterwards. It's quite a difference. And I think that a lot of that is the way Peyton prepared. A lot of that is the way that Peyton thought about the game of football. And that's the stuff that we just mentioned that veteran guys do. DeMarcus Ware has done it with Shane Ray and Von Miller, and Peyton Manning did it with his wide receivers.
The numbers are just really staggering when Peyton Manning was here in Denver. The best stretch in team history, really. Three number one seeds, 45-12 as a starter in four seasons. He set all kinds of records.
Right.
And had that MVP year.
Well, like we just mentioned, I mean, you know, the stuff that he was able to do after he came here, I mean, people thought kind of, you know what, this was it. This was just kind of his last stop, and that certainly wasn't the case for his career. He had a great ending to his career. In his last press conference, John Elway said that Peyton Manning was one of the rare guys that could say he did it all in the NFL, and that was certainly the case with his career, both in Indianapolis and with the finish here in Denver.
Well, it's certainly been a busy start to the new league year. All kinds of moves happening around the league. The Broncos, though, reportedly, nothing official yet, but just reportedly agreeing to terms with Dallas Cowboys guard Ronald Leary. There still could be a lot more that happens. Make sure that you come back right here tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. We'll have the very latest on anything that's happened overnight. I know there's a lot of rumors out there. The Broncos trying to get back on track here. What do you think about the Leary agreeing to terms with the Broncos?
Well, if it's true, and if they do end up agreeing to a deal and getting that deal done, I think that it definitely addresses one of the needs that Coach Vance Joseph has said is going to be of utmost importance for this team. The offensive line, of course, the Broncos looking to see what they can do at guard, what they can do at tackle. Center's pretty much well solidified. I think Matt Paradis, if he comes back healthy, I think is going to be the center here for quite a few years. This team is very high on Matt. So I think that they're going to look at the offensive line and maybe to sure up something on the rush defense, someplace along that defensive line, either a 3-4 D end or a D tackle.
Yeah, there's both sides of balls. A few needs that the Broncos still want to address. We'll have that all covered coming up tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. In the meantime, make sure to check out Andrew Mason on DenverBroncos.com. A lot of other stories coming up there. But until then, for Matt Boyer, Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Maloney. Thanks for joining us for this BTV Live Free Agency Special.